Dr. Amy Bender is a sleep scientist at the Center for Sleep and Human Performance. Some of Dr. Bender's research interests include the relationship of sleep to recovery and performance in elite athletes and optimizing sleep for health and well-being. She joins me on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Now, can you tell me what exactly does a sleep scientist do?
In a general sense, we take a question. So, for example, how much sleep does a person need? And we design a research study in order to answer that question.
And how much sleep does a person actually need per night, and how do we know that we're getting enough?
Sleep need definitely varies from person to person, and it also changes as we age. But generally speaking, the recommendation is typically between 7 and 9 hours of sleep per night. The best way to detect whether you're getting enough is, do you feel refreshed when you wake up? If you aren't feeling refreshed, it could be that you're not getting enough sleep, or you may have issues with your sleep quality.
An issue that I have is turning off my brain. I sometimes have a hard time falling asleep because I've got so many things running through my head. Do you have any suggestions that could help somebody with this?
This is a common problem that occurs. At the center, we recommend that you make sure that your sleeping environment, so your bedroom, is relaxing. So you don't want to do work, do emails, use technology, that kind of thing. You just want to make sure that it's a nice, relaxing environment. We'd recommend, you know, keeping the same sleep-wake schedule. So even on the weekends, you want to try and go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time every day. Also, you know, avoiding caffeine, nicotine, alcohol too close to bedtime.
That surprises me a little because, you know, sometimes a stiff drink makes me feel a little bit drowsy. So you recommend no alcohol before bed?
Yeah, you know, it is true that alcohol can help you fall asleep, but it actually can cause more problems as you metabolize the alcohol. It actually causes you to wake up more frequently as you're metabolizing that.
Are there other symptoms that might indicate people need help?
For example, if you snore at night or wake up and you stop breathing and have headaches when you wake up in the morning, that can be a sign of sleep apnea, as well as feeling really tired during the day, in which case you would want to get that checked out by a sleep professional, a sleep physician.
Now, I'm not really a huge fan of sleeping pills unless they're absolutely necessary. So I've tried sort of more homeopathic remedies. And one thing that I've tried in the past for sleep aid is melatonin. Is melatonin and similar aids, are they effective? Do you recommend them?
At the center, we recommend behavioral treatments for insomnia. The research has shown that they're actually more effective than if you were to use melatonin or other sleep aids. The problem with melatonin is it's not very well regulated, so you don't know the amount that you're getting. You know, there's confusion as to whether you should get time release or not. Also, you want to avoid technology. The blue light from the screens can decrease your melatonin production, not making you as sleepy, and actually delay your circadian rhythm. So the next night, make it harder to fall asleep when you want to.
This is obviously back to school time, and it's a big adjustment for a lot of family schedules. Any tips on how to get sleepy kids back into a healthy sleep routine?
You definitely want to avoid technology an hour before bed. I know that's hard for, you know, the teenagers to do. But there's actually a recent study showing that in pre-puberty children, they're more sensitive to this blue light. It can decrease their melatonin by about 40%. So avoiding technology across the board, you know, parents need to be good examples for the kids as well. Also routine. Bedtime routine is definitely important in little children, but we can definitely use that in teenagers and adults as well to help get our mind to start thinking, okay, yeah, it's time for bed, and help us to more easily, you know, fall asleep by keeping that routine simple, not dragging it out too long, and definitely using those cues to help us fall asleep.
Something I think a lot of Bovada locals will be interested in is what the Center for Sleep and Human Performance, the work you guys do with athletes. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Research has shown that sleep restriction can impair performance, not make you as strong. The opposite is also true with sleep extension studies. So those studies have shown that extended sleep can actually be better for performance and make you faster on your 40-yard sprint times. And so we're definitely very excited about the work that we do with the Canadian Olympic athletes. And currently we have a questionnaire that our center developed. It's called the Athlete Sleep Screening Questionnaire. And it's designed to flag those athletes who are having sleep problems so we can get them doing good with their sleep and performing better.
Is there a place where people can go online to find out more information about what you do?
Definitely. So we have a website. It's centerforsleep.com, and that's C-E-N-T-R-E.
Dr. Amy Bender is a sleep scientist at the Center for Sleep and Human Performance. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.